And as we look up at the calendar, and we're not too much, we don't have, what, 12 days left to go before school is out?
Ask any kid, they can tell you.
Oh, they can tell you what, yeah.
Hours, minutes, seconds.
Yeah, what do they have to get done before all of that? And as we talked about last week, it's awards time or honors time or recognition time with the MCCSE, and you and Keith have been very busy.
Well, you know, it sure is that time, and one of our best events was Tuesday, an Evening of the Stars. We always had a dessert reception for retirees that we had over at North High School. It was always very nice. But when Superintendent DeMuth came in, she started talking about, let's do something even more special. So a few years ago, we began an Evening of the Stars, which is a nice, nice banquet at the Convention Center, honoring our retirees. And then we also honored award winners from all over the school corporation. Their colleagues were able to nominate them, and there were over 100 nominations. And when the committee got together and chose, they honored 30 people with our special star award. So, you know, that was just a really great time to celebrate everybody who works in our schools, all of our educators, everyone who contributes to education, custodians, food service workers, bus drivers, social workers, administrators, teachers, everyone. And I think it went over quite well. We had 30 individual sponsors who helped make this possible, which means the school corporation isn't paying for this. Certainly our guests and honorees don't have to pay for their meals. So with everything included, we're so fortunate to have those kind of sponsors in our community who will help fund something like this that's so important to recognize our school people.
So I ran into Pat Wilson last night, had a chance to thank her for her service and time, and told her to practice that retirement every day. You get better at it and get better at it. So we had a chance to honor some people that have been in and out. And Keith, you saw a great...
Right.
Well, last night, Bloomington South had the performance of the Indiana Youth Philharmonic. And this is a combination of students at both Bloomington North and Bloomington South. The concert was at South. Jane Galker is the music director, instructor par excellence. And they did a great show. They talked about their time at Kennedy Center this year and some of the other places they went. And at the very end, after everything was over, she said that 40's always been an interesting number for her, that 1940 was the first IU basketball championship, and they lived at an address of 40, some street, someplace. And 40 years is how many years she's been teaching, and she wanted to announce to everyone that that was her last year, and she was retiring. An audible gasp. I mean, you heard
so that
everyone.
That was a well-kept secret?
Oh, very well-kept. The school board got notice ahead of time that it was happening, and the audience and the kids in the orchestras did not know. And the tribute to Jane was amazing. She's an amazing person.
And you know, certainly such a loss in terms of our music education program in our high schools. And actually, she had an ensemble of her Hoosier Youth Philharmonic right. at the Evening of the Stars as well, who were playing as people entered. And so that's just always a treat. And as well, the Bloomington High School South Sounds of South Ensemble also
right.
performed.
Weren't they
for
great?
The retirees. And, yeah, oh, my gosh, yeah.
Well,
they were amazing, and it's always fun to watch Gwen Upchurch as she directs them, too, because she's so expressive.
And I'm just kind of looking at the calendar. So we had Senior Honors Night at Bloomington North. We had Senior Honors Night at Bloomington South on Monday. Then we had the Evening of Stars on Tuesday. Last night we had the Youth Philharmonic. Tonight we've got the Hoosier Hills Career Center Awards Night at Bloomington North. And we're getting started on the referendum. And I'll skip that for a second. And then on the 16th and 17th, we got more of that, including on the 17th. And get ready for this one, folks. If you think our school board meeting is on the 24th, mark your calendar. It's on the 17th.
Yes, we will be meeting next Tuesday on the 17th because the 24th would have been a week of no school.
Right.
But yet we had to schedule two extra days to make up for snow days. So back a year ago, our calendar was set for our meeting to be on Tuesday the 17th, same time, same place. People still invited for public comment.
And then on
if
the
they would like to come.
26th of May, we've got the Bloomington Graduation School's graduation. On the 27th, we've got the Arts and Sciences School. The and that'll be at Alumni Hall. The one for the graduation school will be at the Indiana Memorial Union. And then on the 28th, both of our high schools have their graduation ceremonies, with Bloomington South at 9:30 and Bloomington North at 2 p.m.
Right. So it'll be a busy 3 days with all four of those commencements going on. But, you know, that's what it's all about, isn't it, Keith? I mean, we're trying to help people get the best education possible, mm-hmm. to succeed in with their own skills and then to graduate. And so that's always a treat to be able to be a part of that.
You got an opportunity to take a look at firsthand at one of the programs that we've been talking about here, the International Baccalaureate Program.
Right, and you know, we've talked about that for about a year and a half now. We have three schools, Templeton, Childs, and University, that are the first adopters for an International Baccalaureate Program, and they're still in the proposal stage. They haven't been totally certified, but this is the year that they actually put it in to their curriculum, and it really changes the way kids learn. And I saw something on Facebook with a classroom, and it was really interesting, so I was invited to go out to university. And it's a transdisciplinary program. You don't just have, okay, reading time now, math time now, science time now. It's all combined into six concepts: who we are, where we are in time and place, how we express ourselves, how the world works, how we organize ourselves, and sharing the planet. And that's true for K through 6, and then that's all divided up into different things that they're learning. So I happen to be in a fifth grade class where they were looking at the Revolutionary War and what that meant and how people express themselves. So they're learning about dissent and petitioning the government and how people gather together to share ideas. And they're creating their own characters from the Revolutionary War. And this is what was most impressive to me. After some of the kids were done eating lunch, it's still lunchtime, it's still their free time, they got back on their tablets and into their notebooks to continue writing their individual stories that they were each writing about their character. So it was like, even though they
the more amazing point was they got off their tablets for a minute or
yeah.
two. That's the story in here.
That
Sue.
Was really the interesting thing is, you know, I sat with a kid who was in her notebook and on her tablet. So she would be drawing some pictures. She drew a wonderful picture of her character and then would write notes in her notebook and then would go to her tablet to write her story. It's not like she's playing Angry Birds or something else like that. She was actually using that tablet and her notebook together and a book. So it was all integrated into one. And it was amazing to see some of the stuff that these kids were doing, whether it was a timeline out in the hallway where they were creating their own artistic characters, or whatever it might be. So I had a great time at university. And Glass, I thought of you because we ate lunch with the kids.
Very nice. The university school was not on our cafeteria crawl back in days of yore.
No, you didn't get to experience it.
We did not. We went to, I believe, four schools of the 24,
yeah.
So we've got plenty of room to grow, but
you've got some more.
So does my waistline, sadly. And maybe we'll revisit that down the road at some point. Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein are our guests this morning. They both serve on the MCCSE school board and check in with us every Thursday for education issues. And it seems like we're not going to miss a chance to talk about the referendum as we get moving forward. November is the date. Where are the next steps? When are we going to start hearing things about what's going to be put together, how it's going to be put together? What are we going to start seeing in the community?
Well, I'll tell you what, we already have tons of volunteers, so
right.
If folks are interested, they can contact the superintendent or a board member, and we'll get you in touch with folks. Farmers Market last Saturday had a really nice information table.
I saw that. I was there. I saw it all set up on the west side
Wasn't
of the market.
Nice?
Yeah, did a good job. It was easy to see, and you knew exactly what they were talking about. That always helps as well.
I thank those parents for being a part of it, and some really nice graphics that have been donated by Kelly King, who has done a lot of design work for our logos and other things. So we're just really grateful for everything she's done for us. But we have lots of other volunteers working on this. And our next official step is the board passes a resolution, and that's actually what then legally puts everything into motion so that this can then be put onto the ballot.
Yeah, and that's going by the state rules and regulations
right.
to make sure that this carries on in the proper channels, and that that makes sense. Keith, what else do we have to get to this morning?
That's pretty much it.
We got it all covered.
We've got all of the activities going on.
Yeah, this is the time of the season for it. And
well, let me just put in one other thing there. The State Board of Education had a meeting this week.
They did, and I saw something on that, and I'm trying to find
it.
Well,
they talked to the board, got a report from the Pearson representative. Pearson is the company that did the ISTEP test this year.
Correct.
And they're talking about having results as early as the end of May, 1st of June. If they do that, given the fact that we didn't get last year's results until around February of this year.
Right. So you have two sets of results in 6 months.
Yeah. But it's interesting because the board cautioned them to double-check their numbers before they released anything.
The last thing they need to do is release bad information.
Yes. And, well, that happened.
Don't hurry up to be first and wrong.
Mm-hmm. And so the other thing is the commission's been appointed to do the son of ISTEP or daughter of ISTEP, however you want to refer to it, whatever takes the place of ISTEP.
ISTEP 2, or whatever we would call it. So it'll be interesting as we follow that progress, and will really be interesting if we get the results earlier and see what that says. And
yeah, but what's it mean, Sue? We get the results of last year's test. There's going to be a different test this coming year. What do we do with results that we can't implement knowing that there's a different test?
You did something. There's proof of it.
That's a really good question. So I hope that this commission really takes a very serious look at, first of all, why we test and what the purpose of the test is. The purpose of ISTEP was never to evaluate teachers or grade schools. That's not what it was designed for. So we really have to figure out what it is we're testing, what it is we're looking at, and then how we want to measure it. So I really hope that this will be done with a lot of caution and with a lot of thoughtfulness and not rush into anything.
Well, and part of the caution is that, number one, we can't compare it to last year's results because it was a different test, different company. Number two, we can't compare it to anything going forward because that's going to be a different test. So, you know, there've been some talk about, okay, don't judge anything with the numbers you get this year. Kind of put it in suspension. Go ahead and announce the numbers, but don't do some of the things where you could go in and close down a school or something like that. So...
Well, yeah, I hope that's really considered as this commission goes forward, looking at the results that we have now, and then what we're gonna convert it to, and why we're doing it, and how we do it.
Do the players on the commission make sense, Sue? Who's been put on this commission?
You know what? I don't know who's on the commission. I didn't look at that closely. Keith did tell me that there is one teacher educator. I sure hope that there's a whole lot more than that. I hope that there are some educational researchers, some testing experts who are on there. We can't just use our elected officials who aren't experts in education, and we've got a lot of people throughout the state who could really help feed into that information. So I really do hope that those are the kinds of folks that are being tapped for this.
Yeah, and again, we'll see if they can. Are we having meetings to have meetings, or are we having meetings to do something? There's a couple different ways to look at
you know, and glad, you know, the cynical side of me right now says it's an election year.
Yeah,
for the
that's kind of where I was going with
for
it.
The state
sure.
superintendent.
Hey, look, we're doing something about it. We're doing something about it.
Right. Right. So, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. And I remain hopeful that with as many different educators and parents and different organizations in this group, in the state who have talked about and voiced concerns about standardized testing, I hope everybody will keep this commission seat to the fire, and that we do move forward and improve what we're doing with the testing.
All right, Sue, good job as always. We appreciate your time. We'll get caught up next Thursday just after 8:05.
Okie dokie, and we can report on our school board meeting that will happen next Tuesday.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I know better now that I asked for an agenda because I know you don't have it.
Thursday.
Right. We'll have it later on today.
There you go. Well, that's not now, Keith, so that's why I don't ask anymore. Sue, good job. We appreciate the time.